Hello,
Hello.
hello. Okay, I almost couldn't get here. The police won't let me in.
What happened?
It seems some high school kids were going fishing in our canal next to the yeshiva, and they caught a dead body.
What?
What? That's what happened. That's what
Oh
I was
boy.
told.
Oh boy.
So the place is swarming with police.
Wow.
So I was stuck in the traffic at Miami Gardens Drive for whatever street in front of the yeshiva for who knows how long.
So it's the Yeshiva boys who found a
Yeah, that's what they said. Yes.
oh
High
boy.
school boys. They
Oh
caught
boy.
it and they're fishing. Don't ask. Nothing in yeshiva is ever normal. All right. Anyway. Okay, let's go back. We're doing this Mordechai from yesterday. We mentioned that there's really two Mordechais. So the other Mordechai is a little bit different, but we're doing this one.
Rebbe,
I was
where's the
looking,
Mordechai? Where,
what?
where's the where's the
We
Mordechai,
were doing
please?
the Mordechai, the regular Mordechai. I want to continue with that Mordechai. There's a regular Mordechai when you open the Mordechai. In the beginning of the Mordechai, it starts, says, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis.
With Gimel Amid Beis?
It's the last one in the first parak,
Okay,
the Mordechai.
thank you.
But there happens to be a second Mordechai because there Mordechai after the Mordechai you have is a tricky sefer to use that after he finishes he starts over again a second time. The second time is like the Haggadah Mordechai, and so there's another piece which is very very interesting. But we were doing the first piece, so let's continue with the first piece. Maybe on your own, you should look at the second piece. But we were working on the first piece. Anyway, so we were working on what the ride from Rav Avuhu yesterday was. I was thinking about it. I think one of the people, what the guy said yesterday, might have been right. But let's start from the beginning, though. It's in the Mordechai, very, very interesting. There's two totally opposite Gerses. So we know. Especially here, it's not like one word change. It's like a whole like three or four words, and then it's a few times. It's two or three times in the Mordechai. There's the ch same change again, because so obviously there's like a machlokes ha'aliyah in the Mordechai. Like there's the people that had the old gerusa that they consistently learn the read the Mordechai this way, and then there's a new gerusa. Which is the circles is the old gerusa, circle brackets and the square brackets is the new gerusa. The Bach and the Anshei Shem both say the new gerusa. The guy showed me that there's a Piskei Mordechai in the back, which has the old gerusa. So okay, anyway, so let's read it both. Let's just read it. I though that my father used to tell me, I never heard this from the yeshiva, but my father used to tell me that Rabbi Yosher Ber was very makpid on learning the old gerusa, because he said that's the original gerusa. Just because someone went ahead and changed it, I should go with what they changed. But over here, it's not just someone who changed it; it's the brackets. It says it's from the Ramah, a pretty kosher person. And it's from the Bach changes it, and the Anshei Shem changes it. But it seems like there's some major machlokes in what the Mordechai is saying. So let's read it both ways. First, let's read it the new way, because the new way is obviously the easy way. The way with the change gerusa. So it starts at Ikre Gadol is going to do. So we pointed out that at least in the simple reading of the Mordechai, this has absolutely nothing to do with what Los is going to do. Because it's not talking about Los is going to do. He's talking about the Yisem Nikiyim, according to the Bach, or the Anshei Shem. Nothing to do with what Los is going to do. So you have to say that the Divrei HaMaaskil is either wrong or it's like a Bechulu, and it's going on the next part of the Gemara. But okay. But that's a little bit funny. Okay. Kula Sliga Nishmaiz and Mashma. There's two Achamim in one city, So again, the star circles means that the Ramah, the famous Ramah from the Shulchan Aruch, that's pretty early, 1500s, I think, takes those words out and changes it to the opposite. Shesrichin amatirin odiyah la'oisrim. And then again he changes it. Atem oisrim, but anu matirin. Right? He changes it again. So he says, yeah, they have to tell them, the matirim have to say that you aser, but we matter. Now the our gerusa, the original gerusa was that the oisrim tell the matirim that the other gerusa is that we aser. Right. So the question is, who's making the speech? Is it the oisrim saying that we aser, or the matirim saying that I'm matter? Right. The way the original gerusa was, trichin ha'oisrim, the hodiyah the matirim. That anu oisrim, right? They have to make a speech that they aser. But the new gerusa is that the matirin tell the oisrim that anu matirin, right? And though there are two opposite gerusas. Is it the oisrim saying that we aser, or the matirin say we matter? If you keep on reading, I don't know how to pronounce these words, so it comes in again later. It says, "B'nei Migans." I don't know how you pronounce that. Migans iser, and in these cases, and in the Garmiza they're matirin. So it says, "B'nei Migansa," which is a place that answers the Garmiza. No, so if you don't read the added brackets, lahem. So without the added brackets, it means also that the ois, because the subject is bnei garmizna, garmiza, that's the oisrim. Garmiza is just the place. When kshebo and bnei garmiza, that's the oisrim, to a place called garmiza, trichin. So the simple reading is that it's the oisrim have to say. But someone changed again, changed, added words, and also flipped it around. Right? Now, grammatically, if you say a sentence, David went to Chicago, he said, obviously he is David. So that's the simple reading is Shabon Dine Megan Meginza, I don't know how you pronounce it, so it's other Bine Meginza. No deal then. But they changed the gersa to flip it around. It's the same thing again. So the you see it three times. So the old gersa was that the oisrim have to tell the matirim that we aser. The new gersa is the matirim have to tell the oisrim that we matter. Right? That's what happened here. Right, you people see the two opposites. So the Bach says, like the new Gersa, you look at the Bach, Ois Beis, Nimsa Besido Sram Achayim, Why do they have to do that? Kadeshalo. In other words, the Oisrim don't know that there are some people that are matir. So when the Oisrim see that the matirim are matir, they'll think they're just not frum. They're just being over averus. So the matirim has to tell the Oisrim that don't think that we're not shomer Torah mitzvahs. The reason why we're matir is because we're going with a different shita. In other words, you go to Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, everyone keeps 72 minutes. So they don't even know that there's a grah shita of keeping less than 72 minutes. So now, if you come from Makom Matirim and you want to end Shabbos after 50 minutes or whatever, 50, 60, 45, whatever minute you want to do, and you're going to be in the middle of Williamsburg, And the Hasidim never saw anyone end Shabbos so early. You're going to get into your car after 50 minutes after Shkia. So they're going to think, someone might think, that you're Mechallel Shabbos. So, and then there's the problem of Vayisim Nikiyim. So you have to tell the people before you get into your car that I come from a place that holds Shkia is over after 50 minutes, and therefore I hold Shabbos is over, and I'm allowed to drive. Right? That's how the Bach is learning, and the Anshei Shem.
Rabbi Lamaisa, his story is told that the Satmar Rav, when he first came to America after the war, that he was seen driving in the streets on Friday afternoon after Shkia, because they hold it's later Zman. And Rav Moshe got word to him saying that in America they can't handle such a pirud, and please not to do anything before Hesia after the
Okay,
Shkia.
sorry, but that's the said that would be the opposite. That would be the other way that the Matirim. Oh, that's the same thing. He was
Same thing as on
Matir,
Friday.
right?
They're
He
the yeah.
said so he's a Matir now. That he's a Matir, so he before he goes in and drives, he would be supposed to have to tell everyone that you should understand that I'm Matir, right? And now that's the Gersa of the way the Bach. The Ramah, because right, the brackets with a star is the Ramah, and the Anshei Shem are all learning.
We understand what the tzad is that the Yisroel have to tell the Matirim. Do we understand
Oh,
that?
that's what I want to switch to. So I think that their pshat makes sense because there's a problem of a Yisem Nikiyim. There's a Nikiyim, we're matter. There's you people are Oyser. You won't understand why we are matter. So there's a din of the Yisem Nikiyim that the Matirim have to tell the Oisrim that we are Matir. But the Shaila is the other way. If you learn the old Gersa in the Mordechai, that the Oisrim have to tell the Matirim, Anu Oisrim. That's all they say, Anu Oisrim. Right? Why in the world should the Oisrim have to tell the Matirim on the Oisrim? I mean, what are the Matirim care? I mean, if anything, and if they wouldn't know that on the Oisrim, so fine. I mean, the Matirim are Matir. The Oisrim want to answer, so keep it to yourself. You want to be more from more bigger tzaddik. You have extra chumras.
Oh, that's like Baal Taisiv type of thing, no? Like you can't just make up new stuff and without any basis.
I don't know. Is it probably, otherwise, they think they're about Tyson.
I'm
That's
saying
what
if a
they
guy waits, 4 hours after Shabbos and without any basis, is that, and let's say Lamaise, the guy's really doing that. Is that okay? He says,
say.
I kind of like, you know. If somebody assumes there's no basis for what you're doing, is that a problem?
I don't know. So you're saying Shana Mordechai is that the Matirim will be Choshesh the that they're Oyra about Taisif. Okay, I don't know. So why? I mean, it's just
Doesn't say the
so
Osir have to
strange.
explain it. It just says that they Osir. It doesn't say they have to give a makor for it.
And it's also like if we're worried about that you're gonna think that we're doing an Isser.
Well, the point is they're saying that they have a basis in halacha to be machmir. It's not stam. We go with that. There's two legitimate shittas over here that maybe you know or don't know about, and we're part of that camp. We're not stam. The Williamsburg camp that they keep 72. You don't just think that they're doing, and then this. I mean that's the point to make it clear that it's not like pie in the sky. No, there are Oisrim, there are Matirim. You go like Rav Moshe, you go like the Satmar Rebbe. Okay, but to The
make that
Bach,
clear, I don't
see, the
know my
Bach and the
din
Anshei
about
Shem,
Taisa.
they both sound
So
like.
I don't know what's called about Taisa. I don't, just the guy wants to keep Shabbos longer. I don't know if that would be called about Taisa.
The guy keeps Shabbos until Sunday morning. I mean, it's not.
Okay, I don't know. I
Called
don't.
optional.
It sounds like the Anshei Shem and the Bach both sound like, according to their Girsa, their Girsa only is based on Vayisim Nikiyim.
To me, the way you're saying it, the old pshat is also based on V'yisem Nikim. It's just the reverse V'yisem Nikim.
But you're saying not like him. You're saying not like Binyamin.
I'm saying a little different than Tzvi.
Yeah, okay.
Kakasha.
Okay, now that makes sense. I got the wrong phrase. Look at the
on Tzvi. Is it
possible? What would you say? So what's the purpose of telling him that we're Ma'aser?
Because they really want to be Matir. They would like, the Oishrim would like to be Matir. So the Oishrim walk into a town and they say, wow, this is a great town. In this town, they eat Dunkin' Donuts, they eat Cholav Akum. This is terrific. I don't know where I was my whole life. I should have been here. Hold on a second, guys. You can't just, you got to talk this out. You got to tell them you have an Isser and tell them why you Asser. They tell you why they're Matir. When you're all done with that dialogue, says the Mordechai, but you can't just drop your old Messiah because in this town.
Right, but if you don't want to drop it, Mordechai's mashma, you're mechuyev to say Anu Oishim. You're saying you only have to say Anu Oishim if you want to be matzah later. He doesn't seem to say that. He sounds don't like this is word. Definite. You got to walk in and say Anu Oishim.
Trying to fit into the words at the end where he says, Oz kishem oidian is
I understand that, but I thought that's just the second point, that afterwards, if they want to switch, they can switch. But it's mashma from his lashon that you must say ano oisrim.
Maybe so you shouldn't feed them isser. We're here. You have to tell the Baal HaBas, by the way, I hold this as usher, so you shouldn't give it to you to eat.
I don't understand. These guys are the Rashgichim. These guys are coming from isser, right? They obviously... The Gedolim in their town said it's Aser, right, Dov?
So they now come they're to coming the new town, and the new town they know.
Okay, 1 second. So is this like a babysitting service?
Look at the end, the back of the Mordechai.
No, what do you mean?
You have the back of the Mordechai. It brings a summary. Luach Adinim Animsa B'Mordechai. Yeah, right at the end of the Mordechai. So maybe the rabbi going, I'm a person. Rabbi Yosef, I don't know what that is. Uta Linig, I don't know. But usually they're pretty early people. So he says, and Ois Dawin, the last one in the first pack. Mahashma de Mari Shnei Achamim, Adorim Yerachas and Shnei Amakaimis. Hey, the Ois of Eid Matirim. Sarah, Ois Trim, Lodin Matirim, Dabrizano Ois Trim. Right, so it doesn't sound like he leaves out the whole end of the Mordechai. That then they cut out your back, and then you want to switch. He doesn't say anything about that.
His whole list sounds like, I don't know the style of this list, but look at the next one. Shemeres Yav Mishkidah Shachav Esachayse V'chule. Well, what about it? It's a reference point. Go Ayin in the Mordechai, and you'll see what he says. He's just listing the things. He's not really saying the halachas.
What's your svara, Dov? That I'm saying these people are coming from the town. They went with the Satmar Rebbe their whole life, and they waited 72 minutes. Now they go to the other town and see people jumping in the car in 15 minutes. They say, this is great. They're coming with their payas. They're telling me of the Satmar Rebbe. Now what? They say, okay, let's throw. They cut the payas. We could shave also now, and we'll jump in the car in 50. And the point is, they would let him in the car. But you first have to tell us we're Satmar. We have a Satmar Rebbe. Then they're not going to let us do it. Kindergarten a little bit.
The sarcasm is coming through. I appreciate it. I agree. It's a little bit shrewd.
Like you forgot to say that they ate Dunkin' Donuts.
Right. No, that's
definitely going. Have it in Miami all the time, and they don't. You know.
Could it be that you just have to tell them they asked so the guy shouldn't give them what they consider to be also?
I know. So just be careful yourself.
They have to make them into their mashgiach. They didn't have enough in second seder from Rabbi Nyman.
Yeah, I thought pshat is different pshat, but I agree with the diak that he's not learning because of the yisim nikiyim, because only the Bach and the Anshei Shem said the yisim nikiyim. So I thought that Fakirat is very good. He's learning his house the Isra of Lotus Guy to do, and he's saying like this. That is a beautiful Divya Hamasko. I come to a town. Everyone is Mako. I want to be Machmer. So there's a heter of why is there no heter? Is there a lotus guy to do? There's a heter because it's two bezdins. But Hechitesin is two bezdins. No, no one in this city knows that there's two bezdins. They don't know that there's another bezdin. They only know their city. So I have to tell them that I come from a town where we oser. My minig is to oser. That's like telling them that there's an oser. If there wouldn't be an oser, it would be those this guy to do. Right? If you're coming to town, right? Shnei achomim adar bi'er achas. Let's take the second case. That you have in shnei mekaymis, I assume I have to make a gears of shnei mekaymis, but now they're in the same city together. But they're talking to each other. So the shnei achomim adar bi'er achas. So now, why is there not else this guy to do? Parrot says, because there's two bezins. Because each, but who knows that there's two bezins? So the way you know that there's two bezins is because I tell you. If I went and tell you that Anu Oistrim, then you would think I'm just a closest guided person. Everyone's matter, and comes along this schnook, and he's machmer. What are you doing? The Nimnu Vigamru, it's mutter. What are you
the
being
two bastions in one city, and they don't, the two bastions in one city,
no,
and they don't know
they're
two bastions
in one city. Again, I think two bastions in two cities. You have in this city, the most people in this city are matter. Pashas in this city, they only have one bastion that's matter. Now, you come from a different city, and in your city, they machmer. Like the example of the B'nai, you know, they have these two different cities, they says later. So it's very likely that in the city that's Mako, they never heard that in the other city they're Machmer. No one in this city is Machmer. This is the Chumrah from your city. We don't have this Chumrah in our city. All of a sudden, a guy comes to town and he starts being Machmer in Recha Milsa. He starts being Machmer on whatever these other things are, and then some kind of treifas. It's not the halacha. You're making up a new Torah. So you're being over. I wouldn't say not about Taitan. I say you're being over and else is guy to do. You're making a different halacha than what's Nimnu Begamu in this city.
Is it talking about a Yachid? Is it talking about Yachid?
The way you finish this thought, the Heter of Lotus is God, there's just two Bezdins. But no one knows there's two Bezdins because you're relying on the other Bezdin is over there. But the people here don't know that there's another bezin over there in your city. I come from a city that has a bezin that aser. And
is
therefore
it one person?
There's no problem about this guy to do.
Is it one person?
What?
Is it one person who's being machmer?
He's coming from a...
but it's a yachid.
One person or his, in the example that he gives is the whole city is machmer. But it could be he's one person. I don't know. But
I'm saying, who's visiting the Mekel city?
What?
The somebody from the Machmirim is coming to the Makilim.
Yes.
So who is coming? Is it one individual or is it a group?
No, it's one individual. One individual is coming. Either he's the only one that's Mekel because he's a Chacham. So he's his own bezin of one. And he went through the Indian, and he's Machmer. You know, he holds Shetos Haraser. He's a one-man Bezdin. Or he has his whole city as Machmer. Like, that's the case that he has later. But either way, he belongs to the group of Machmirim. Either I don't know, there's a lot of people that are Machmer or only him. It doesn't say. Now, he comes to this city, and this city's Mako. So he has to make himself into a, he has to declare himself to be a separate bezin. He has to make it that either he's a separate bezin or the city that he came from is a separate bezin. But otherwise, it's love this guy to do. You're making up an iser, but then no one holds up. There's love this guy to do. You can't make it be a big do iser if you're machmirin. It's not those it's going to do. You're following a different sack. But if there's no different sack, you're just being machmir without a sack bezdin, So maybe that's Golos is going to do.
So why can't the Heter Pshat have the same structure? Why does the Heter Pshat have to say Yisem Nikiyim? There's also the same as far as going to do, no?
But because I would assume that the Gersa was this way, that the Oishim have to tell the Matir. That's the original Gersa in the Mordechai. The reason why the Ramah and the Bach doesn't like this Gersa is because they don't hold that this whole Svara. They don't hold that they're... I have to tell you that I, you know, assuming there's no Los Sky to do, which we're saying there isn't, so I don't have to tell you I have my own bezin. It's all, that we, it is a big chiddush that if an Ashkenazi comes to a city with their Asfardim, he has to tell them, you know, that I follow the Ashkenazi minhag, otherwise it's Los Sky to do. You know, the reason why the people changed the Gersa is because they don't grant that there's such a halacha. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to say it's Osir as Lotus Gaidu. If you're going to say it's Osir as Lotus Gaidu, there's no reason to change the Gerasa. The whole reason they changed the Gerasa is because they don't feel there's an Osir as Lotus Gaidu. So then mm-hmm. by changing the Gerasa, they could say, really, there is no Osir as Lotus Gaidu. What's the Mordechai saying? There's a different Osir of the Yisem Nikiyim. But if you keep the Mordechai's Gersa the way it is, the Mordechai's being mechadish, a revolutionary chiddush. That if even though we're not one bezin, and there's really no Isra Lotus going to do, and if I tell you that I'm different, there's no Isra Lotus going to do, but if I don't tell you, there is an Isra Lotus going to do. That's very radical, because even if I don't tell you, it's self understood. So why, and there's, you know, because I tell you that, you know, there's no problem about this guy, and by not telling you there is a problem about this guy, it's very radical, and Pashas and Sfarad the other way. But the more I tell you, the more I'm making an Elsa's guy to do. So, the you know, the Rambah, who changed the gear, so doesn't like this. But maybe this is the Pashas shot in the Mordechai, that the you have to declare yourself that you're based on a bezin. You're bezin of yourself, bezin of other people.
What's the hemshach then, you know, to the next halacha? Ask shemodim lehem, why is it, what's the connection?
There's no hemshach. It's just continue. I would, according to the chat, it's just continuing the story. Now a new point. Once you want to be machmir, you have to be modia. Otherwise, there's a problem of this guy to do. Now there's a new story. What happens after your Modia? Now what happens? A new story. If you want to switch, you then can you switch or not? Who maybe it's not. There's no hemshach. It's a hemshach because it's just a continuation of the story, but it's another twist and turn in the story.
When you said this again, the words is,
you have to avoid out this guy to do. How do you avoid out this guy to do? The Torah says you avoid all this going to do by telling people. Now we have a new shaita. What happens if you want to be the same? So can you switch? That's a new shaita. First shaita, if you want to be keep your own minhag, well, how do you avoid all this going to do? And then the second shaita, what if you want to switch to the new minhag? Are you allowed to?
That's doesn't have to be again the connected words.
in the alumnus.
He says again, Kishemardian Lahim, where we're learning it. He says again, he could have said, Srichin Lahidia Lahim, Vim Daitam Naita Chreya Mutalinai. He says again, Vaz Kishemardian Lahim, Im Daitam Naita. Sounds like he's saying there's some connection between, it's a prerequisite, it's not two separate stories. Somehow, like the Vaz Kishemardian, then they have license to have Im Daitam Naita.
Okay, I hear. If this chat would be, I would have to say that's laughed off, but that's just I hear. I would have to say it just means when you tell them and then they tell you back, yeah, that's like that's just the storyline, but it's not muklop. Okay, you say it's a little typhic in the lotion. Okay, I hear.
Who's switching in the Maidialahem? In Naita Daitam, whose das is Naita to who?
In the Daitam of the Oishrim, I know that's why in general, I mean, it's going to the Daitam of the Oishrim are noted like the Makinim.
That's the only reason that he could switch. Meaning, if he didn't agree with their svara, then he wouldn't be allowed to do what they're doing based on Lysa Sky to do.
Yeah, right. Because he really has really there is no Israel of this guy to do.
So then why? So why?
What I'm saying is a tremendous finish. The Maisa, there's no Israel of this guy to here. Because it's only love that's going to when it's one bezdin. This is not one bezdin. I'm saying that even though there's no Israel of love that's going to do, there's a requirement that you gotta publicize that you're not one bezdin. That you have to publicize that you're basing it on a bezdin, even though that's the truth. No one ever heard of this chumrah before. I'm making up a new chumrah, which obviously the Ramah doesn't hold up, Bach doesn't hold up, that even though I have my bezin, I'm minig Ashkenaz, your minig's fine, and I'm coming with my minig and then there's no loads it's going to do because there's two bezins, but I have to put up an announcement that I'm an Ashkenazi. I can't just stop switch because I really am an Ashkenazi and there's a solution to loads it's going to do. Got to tell people. But there's a chiyuv to tell people. Now, and that's very radical because no one ever said such a thing. There's no loss of going to do. You have to tell people. I'm making up a brand new halacha, which I assume that the Ramah and the Bach never heard of. That's why they didn't like this chat.
And it's not the Yisra Mekiyim.
Well, nothing about the Yisra Mekiyim. I mean, in a certain sense, it's good. I mean, it's not the Yisra Mekiyim. That was your diak and the lashon that it's. Mashmah only the back of the Anshei Shei by using an Eastern Nikiyim. And it's also very nice that the Direi HaMaskil was allowed to sky to do. But what's a radical Chiddush is that we never heard if there's no Lotz is going to do. Obviously, you have to say that in this case, there's no Isra Lotz is going to do. Because if there'd be an Isra Lotz is going to do, even if you're Modiyah, if they're on the same Bezdin, there's never a heter of los is going to do because you're modia. Modia doesn't take off the heter of matter los is going to do. We never heard of that before. So I'm coming up with a radical chiddush that even though the Israel los is going to do is only one city and then one dozen, and then modia doesn't help any because that's the los is going to do. But if you're two different people and you're considered two different bezins, at least you gotta make sure that everyone knows that you're a different bezin. So there's a chiyuv to be modia that you're a different bezin.
Just the mechanics of what's going on here. If this is a pshat, so it's really proposing that the Ramah looked at the Mordechai, said to himself, "This chiddush is wild. The Mordechai never meant this. Some kind of a counterfeit here. Let me give you the right girsa." So yeah, that scenario, all Rebbe's really trying to do is not say the emes. But to say if one wanted to, the Mordechai never meant this. You're not arguing with Ramah and saying the Mordechai meant it.
I'm saying that there are other people who wrote this Gersa on the Mordechai, who did think the Mordechai meant it. Haraya, the person who wrote the Kitzer Mordechai in the back of the Luach, thought the Mordechai meant this. And, you know, so I'm saying what happened was that the person who wrote the Ksav Yad of the Mordechai, whoever that was, assuming it was a Talmud Chacham, he thought this is what the Mordechai meant. And that's why he wrote it this way. And the person who made the Kitzer thought that's what the Mordechai meant. The Ramah said that this can't be, because there's no such halacha. And therefore the Ramah took the liberty of saying that it must be a mistake, and the person who wrote it was wrong, and he wrote it wrong, and the Gersa is different. So we have a machlokes in Pshat and the Mordechai, in the Pshat and this halacha, whether this halacha is true or not, between the Sofer who wrote the Ksav Yad, so to speak, and between the and the person in the back who did the Kitzer, you know, the Luach, versus the Bach and the Ramah.
And we're sure there are really two opinions.
And definitely what my father said, the Rav Yehoshua Beer would say, is that there's a little bit more credence to the original Gerasa, because that's the Gerasa. We don't like to assume that there's a mistake in the Gerasa.
Doesn't it matter who changes the Gerasa? Like, if the person who changed Gerasa lived 25 years ago, I get that 100%. We're not even sure there is an old Gerasa.
Oh, well, we know there's an old Gerasa because it's in brackets. It was taken out. The took it out, so there had to be an old Gerasa.
It could have been. The Rambam is saying it's a misprint. He's not arguing on the Mordechai. He's saying there's no such
Gerasa. I understand, but even the Rambam agreed that the Gerasa before him was this way. So there's the probability that someone had a Gerasa that way. That means that someone read it that way. You know, it's just, and especially I'm saying it's not like a Gerasa in one place. It's like a few words, and it's repeated a few times. So it's the assumption is that the person, obviously, it's not like he made a mistake of one word. He copied wrong. He's consistent. He's, you know, there's a two lines that he had the wrong Gerasa, so to speak. So that means that he it was with Seicho. He intentionally miswrote the Rambam, the Bar Mordechai, so to speak. So there seems to be a machloikas between the person who wrote the Mordechai before the Rambam, is obviously a very, very early person who wrote down who wrote the Mordechai, and this is how he understood the Mordechai, and also the person who did the Luach in the back, versus the Bach and the Ramah. So So that means it's a very early machlokes in halacha. So I would say it's a very early machlokes, because it's a machlokes. It is such a halacha in those who's going to do. They're making up a new halacha that even in a situation where there's no iser lot is going to do, but you gotta let everybody know that there's, you know, that you're two different cities or two different bezins. Otherwise, you can't just be simech on the fact that I'm a different bezin. It's self understood. You see me being oyser, you know I'm obviously a different bezin. No, yeah, you have to publicize. I have to let people know that I'm, even though I'm oyser, that's time because I'm oyser. That's time because I'm a chumro. I'm oyser because that's my I have a mesira.
Sounds like I was okay with both Gerasas.
What?
Anshei Shem sounds like a little bit of a support to Rabbi. The Anshei Shem sounds like he's okay conceptually with the coexistence of both legitimate Gerasas. Says Kenya Gerasa B'cholas Farim. It happens to be the Mordechai in Prague has Matirin Loidial Oisrin. But sounds like he's okay with
it. Probably they changed it. I mean, like you see in the Bach, and you see the Ramah. The Ramah clearly had the old Gerasa, and he changed it. He did not like the, I don't know about the Anshei Shem, but the Ramah went out of his way to change the Gerasa.
But Anshei Shem is better for Rabbi, you know, because
he tells you that was all this farm had that Gerasa, which means makes you. Definitely, you know, what my father quoted from Rabbi Yosha Ber is that it's very, you know, it's very nice that the Ramah changed the Gerasa, but like how did it happen that every single edition of the Mordechai got it wrong? So he'll say, well, there was one got it wrong, and they all copied from the wrong one. Okay, I mean it's possible, but it's you know, I don't know how Svarim. You know, the Ramah would have to say that there was only one original Ksav Yad of the Mordechai, and for whatever reason, it was written wrong there. And then everyone copied it from that. Probably the Mordechai wrote it right. Right, that we have to assume. The one person copied over the Mordechai, and he copied it wrong. And then everybody else, all the other editions of the Mordechai, copied from the second Mordechai, which got it wrong, and that's why everyone got the Mordechai wrong.
One second, how do we know that? So why can't the Ramah just argue with Mordechai?
What?
Why can't the Ramah just argue with the Mordechai?
But he's not. He's changing the Gerasa in the Mordechai. He's not arguing. He's changing the Gerasa. He's making Haggadahs. He's Haggadahs on Mordechai.
When someone does that a couple hundred years later, is that really what he's saying? I would agree to it if it said such and such. Are they really saying that the Gerusa is wrong?
The assumption is that he's changing the Gerusa, and he's saying that's what the Mordechai meant. And especially you see that's what the Bach says, and that's what the Chidush Yehan Sheshem also brings. Someone says that the Gerusa is Ibcha. In the Mordechai. So the question is what the Mordechai was saying.
How does the Ramon, I would ask the Yom HaPesach's question the other way. How does the Ramon know there's this Gerusa floating around? It wasn't just in one shul. Lots of shuls had it. The Ramon comes along and looks at this Mordechai and he says, this is really odd. So let him say, V'yesh Aymrim. How does he know when to go and say there's no...
Because he knows that in Sarah it can't be. And never heard of such a halacha. There's a halacha that we never heard of it before.
So maybe the Ramon actually says it straight out. Where is this Ramah?
What?
Maybe if you look in the Yad Moshe, maybe he quotes the Mordechai and he says he doesn't agree and he's Tarach Loma. Where's this Ramah?
I don't know. Okay, maybe. I would assume that the Ramah was, you know, Ramah is a strong-minded person. Every Gadol is a strong-minded person. That's the way it is. I used to learn with Rav Shia, and I would tell him over a Kiddush, and I would try and prove it based on a Gersa, on a Rashi, and he would always tell me my Kiddushim were wrong. And he'd tell me, oh, it's a misprinted Rashi. And then he would give me a pen and say, you got to change it because it's usher to keep a sefer with a misprint. I begged by Hocha Bura on a diak and Rashi, and he would insist that I cross off the Rashi. That's how Pete Gedolim are. They're very strong-minded.
I want to bring a smach to Rebbe. I don't think what Rebbe's saying is such a big chiddush. Let's forget about this Mordechai. Let's forget about the inside in this Mordechai. Let's say we would regular case in a situation where a person has another minuk, he's in a place. Is it such a chiddush to say that he has to tell them why he's doing
this? Not Al-Tzvihizem Nikiyim. It's Al-Tzvihizem Nikiyim. The Gerusa here is Al-Tzvihizem going to do. We're not saying Al-Tzvihizem Nikiyim. We're saying that the board is Al-Tzvihizem going to do. The Torah had an Israel
going to do. You
can't have Agudas Agudas.
There's really
you're coming into a city. And you're acting different than everybody else. There's no v'yis in the kiyim if I'm being machmir. So there's no v'yis in the kiyim. But the problem is agudas agudas. Everybody's wearing a blue suit and you're wearing a black suit. I'm holier than thou. So that's the problem. There's no aveira wearing a black suit. No one's accusing you of doing an aveira. You're making agudas, agudas. We don't wear black suits here. What's up is you're wearing a black suit.
Rebbe, it's two bate dinim.
This is my minig. I hold. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Two bate dinim.
What?
It's two bate dinim. So there's no loss it's going to do. He comes rolling into town, and he knows that he has a different minig from them, and he wants to do his minig. He knows there's no loss it's going to do. So he has to just worry that they think there's loss it's going to do. So he has to tell them.
That's not what I was saying. I was not saying, because then you're making also a lot of Yisra Nikiyim. I agree with Dozik. I'm learning that it's not also Yisra Nikiyim that they're going to think he's all this guy do. I don't know. I don't like that somehow. Then he should have had the other case, that the Matir and tell the Yisrim.
You know, one second. That would be a much better
I learned, John, that the Mordechai is being mechadesh a new chiddush halacha that the Ramah said I never heard it before. There's a din of losis garden, you can't have agudas agudas. Now the Torah says there's no problem about agudas agudas if it's two bezdas. Apparently two bezdas, everyone understands, okay? So says the Ramah, the Mordechai, if people don't know it's two bezdas, then you're over the problem of agudas agudas. Because people look at you, you're making an Yisra Nikiyim. Because it is agudas. You're making agudas agudas. Because the assumption is it's one bezin, and you're making agudas in one bezin. So you're making agudas agudas.
Rabbi, isn't that very logical to say that?
You're being walking around a black. No one is coming to wear a black suit and a black.
But there is another
and you're walking around a black with a black hat. You're what are you doing?
Either this is a bezin
I cut someone off. I'm sorry.
Isn't that what we say agudas agudas is? That's the whole issue. didn't we say that in the past sugya that the whole issue of agudas is because of what other people are going to see? So if anything, this is very logical to say that you have to make it clear that it's agudas because that is the whole issur of
agudas is that other people Gara is vakir. By saying that I'm usher, you're also making agudas. They're matter and you're usher. So you're saying I'm usher because of the bezin. So you're still making agudas. And am I? So you're just, again, if you didn't say anything, it's also a good thing. So if anything in Svara, the Parashas would have been the other way, that you're by coming in and saying this is my shita, you're making more a good thing. Before you came in, you're different, and there's no loss is going there because you're not one bezdin. Two random people in the city is no loss is going to do. So, but now not only is it that I happen to sound like a black suit, but I hold it a shita. So you're making more of this guy to do. You're making more agudas.
Well, we said before that being iser would be an issue of losis go to do, meaning just being ossering something is also an iser of losis go. You can't just be
lost. Yeah, but the ma'aser normally we say, why is there no losis guy to do here? Mistam kasha on the Mordechai. Mordechai says shnei acham and be'er echad. Why is there no losis guy to do? Because they're not in one bezdin. It's only losis guy to do in one bezdin. So if there's no losis guy, it's guy, and if there be one bezdin, even if you're modia, doesn't help. That's all this guy to do. So the fact that you're not in one bezdin, there's no losis guy to do. So whoever heard that if there's no losis guy to do, because we're two independent people. I do my way, you do your way. There's no losis guy to do, but you have to tell people that you're different. Adarab, I would think if there's no loss, it's going to do it, but the more you tell people, the more you're making agudas. So I know this guy, there's no loss, it's going to do. You're not one dozen. So it's a new chiddush. According to me, the Mordechai has been creating a new chiddush halacha. That even in a situation where it's not nichlau and what los is going to do, because it's not one bezin, but you have to publicize that you're basing it on a shita and not just the desire to be different. Why can't I be a desire to be different? I like to dress in green. I like to be different. I don't know.
And you have a bezdin that supports you.
What?
And there is a bezdin that supports you, albeit somewhere else.
No, there wouldn't be a bezdin that supported me. The chayyur, there's no lotus guy to do. There's no lotus guy to do. What? Saying so it's a chiddush, and you have to we're obviously speaking in a case where there's no Israel lotus guy to do. So, because, and I assume the reason is because they're not one bezin. If they're not one bezin, and then there's no loss is going to do. In one city, two cities, there's no loss is going to do. But that is a chiddush. But even though there's no loss is going to do, but you got to make it clear that it's based on a shita. Otherwise, it would be loss is going to do. So it's he's creating a new Israel loss is going to do that we never had before. That's a radical revolutionary chiddush. Ramah did not want to say such a radical chiddush.
Is it required to say that Ramah didn't like it? Do we need to say that Ramah changed the girsa because he didn't like this? Or could it be there really were two girsas floating around? Somebody wrote something wrong. No one dafka hated the other one's pshat. There were two girsas. We need to have a legitimate pshat for both.
I would rather say they didn't like it. Otherwise, don't change it. Since they changed the Gerasa, he changed the Gerasa because he feels this Gerasa is wrong. Why in the world is this an Isser? Why is there a Dinlosis guy to do? Why do I have to? I come from one city. You come from another city. There's no Losis guy to in two cities. There's no Losis guy to in Esses Bez and Achas. So what do I have to? Why can't I do my thing and you do your thing? I have to worry about you. There's no Losis guy to do.
I'm asking, how do you know the Ramah changed anything? Why don't
because
we just?
Because you see, he went in and he had the Ramah, had the Mordechai the way we have it, the old way, and he took a pen and he made brackets around it to take the words out. And then he wrote in the other word.
Is that his doing, or that's the printer?
Different gear, so
no, that's where Ramah did that.
No, what we also
star,
have
the circle, the star means that this is the Ramah's doing.
But the Baal says,
there's two different Hagos. There's Hagos with the star, without the star.
But it sounds like the Matpisim did it.
Means it's the Ramah. So the Ramah.
But it sounds like the Matpisim did it, and the ones that they changed based on the Ramah, they put that that star. Because if we look at the Hagos Habach, all he says is Sfarim Acherim.
I don't think so. Look at the. I mean, I'm just looking at the opening page. Hagos Ramah. That means that the Ramah made Gemela. It means that he erased. That means
he kafnu. They're saying we did it.
No, yeah, but he removed it.
Maybe we're not saying.
No, I think it means that he put the star in.
In the Hagos Habach, he just says Sfarim Acherim.
We're not saying the Ramah didn't have a different girsa. We all understand there were two different girsas. The Bach, there was a girsa not ashamed from Prague, and the Ramah, there were two girsas floating around. So yes, the Ramah took a pen and he marked up the old Mordechai to be consistent with his Mordechai and his bookshelf. We're just saying that doesn't mean the Ramah hated the old Mordechai and thought it was a crazy Sfarah. He was just doing that because there were two girsas. So he's telling you, this is my girsa.
Yeah, well, why don't we say that he hated it? That's even better. That's what motivates him. Otherwise, hameheketesi. If there are two girsas and they're both going to be good, so don't change it.
What do you mean? He didn't change anything. There are two girsas floating around, right? Two legitimate girsas, and somebody held of each one. The printer or the guy in the back.
He should have left it with both. I don't know.
Who should have left with both?
The Ramah.
And the Bach also, and Anshe Hashem also, all he's doing is he's saying, "Yeah, Sfarim Acherim."
But they're not there. They're okay. The Bach, though, maybe just saying Sfarim Acherim, but they're Ramah is changing the Gersa. He's saying this is the right Gersa and that's the wrong Gersa. And that's a Chayra because he felt it was wrong. I don't know. I think I can hear why you think it's wrong, because we never heard of such a chiddush. I'm minding my own business. I'm allowed to be. There is no Israelotus guy to do, because I'm a separate bezdin, right? I'm a bezdin of one, and you're a bezdin of one. Rav Yonis and Aichis and Rav Yaakov Emden are living in the same city, right? That was in they both lived in the same city. Rav Yonis and Aichis and Rav Yaakov Emden. Obviously, there are certain things they do not agree with. They each have their own shitas. So they have to go ahead. So the whole city does like Rav Yonis and Aipshitz. Rav Yaakov Emden has a different shita. He has his own bezdin, and he yells differently. So he has to go ahead and tell people that I'm not. Obviously, if you're right there, so obviously you're different. You know, you're everyone sees. No, I have to get up and make a clap in the bima. That, you know what, I hold this aser. You're making a machlokes by clapping his aser. No, you're avoiding what this guy to do.
But how is this not against everything that hashkafically that we always try to make smaller machlokes in? Rebbe sounds like he's bedafka wants to say a pshat in the old girsa, which we could then say Mama thinks is crazy. If I told you
that's why he changed the girsa. That's the usual assumption.
Why do we want to?
And he changed the Gersa. He changed the Gersa because he doesn't like it. If the Gersa makes sense, then you don't change it.
But Rebbe's saying the old Gersa also makes sense, right?
I'd say, but only if you it makes sense is if you hold a new halacha. But the Ramah, who's a bucky, we have an advantage that we're Amoratzim. So we can say there's a new halacha, and okay. But the Ramah, who was a Talmud Chacham, can say that I went through Gan Shas. I never heard of such a halacha. I'm not ready to buy that the Mordechai is making up a new halacha.
One second. I thought we started the opposite before. Are we saying now, at the end of this year, that there's a real, legitimate, machloikis, rishonim or achronim on this point or not?
Yeah, because if the Mordechai, before the Mordechai came along, the pashtus is not like the way the old Gershom. No one ever heard of this halacha. Now, the Mordechai went ahead and it is written this way. So some people learned that the Mordechai was mechadesh to us, a new halacha that we never heard of, that there, in order to avoid what this guy to do, you got to tell people, Anu Aishrim. The Mordechai was mechadesh. There's no mekor to such a thing in Shas. There's no mekor anywhere in Gemara. The Mordechai must have figured it out with Svara. The lotus goes, you can't have agudas, agudas. And you have to tell people that you're a different bezin, you're a different. That's what the original, the people that had the original gears of the Mordechai held, that's what the person in the back held. Bez the Ramah, I don't believe that the Mordechai would be mechadei such a new halacha. There's no mikor for such halacha in Shas. It's not mistavra to me that the Mordechai is going to make up a new halacha. Therefore, he goes ahead and says, no, you people are basing this new halacha. On the Mordechai, I have a different solution. The Mordechai is a misprint, like Rav Shia. Rav Shia never liked my chidushim, so he had a simple solution. He changed the character in Rashi. You have to say, my chidushim.
How is
a misprint.
That
a misprint. How is that set up? Yechidish.
How is that set up better than saying everything Rabbi said? But instead of saying that the first group of Rishonim who preceded the Ramah thought this is fine, and the Ramah thought that it's crazy, off the wall, I have no choice but to take out an eraser to remove this ridiculous far from Klal Yisrael, to say everything but a little bit less radical. The Ramah didn't say it's crazy, I'm taking out an eraser blade. He said, listen, Chavar Shkoyach, very nice. He said, no, I found on my shelf a different Girsa of the Mordechai from a different Talmud who wrote it over. And according to that, you don't have to say that's not right. Instead of making
them who tells you that that's scary? You have two gears. How do you know these gears is wrong?
I didn't say it's wrong.
I said it's wrong.
I didn't say it's wrong. I'm telling you, there's another gears out there.
But Darmat's not just letting you know there's another gears. He's changing. He's taking this one out and he's putting this one in.
That's because he feels his gears had a better Masorah. It came from the Talmud, the better Talmud. You got from the worst Talmud. Very different than saying that the Ramah looked at the bunch of Rishonim and said, you guys are off the wall. Get out the razor blades. Get out the matches. This is crazy. To say someone took out a Girsa, a contemporary, because he thought it was crazy, is making a very big machlokes. That's all I'm saying. Why do we have to do that? We have plenty of times in Shas, there are two Girsas. Every time. So if somebody 50 years ago came and on his own got up and said, everyone thinks that the Ramah says this. No thanks. New Girsa. I understand. But if from 500 years ago, there's two gears, as well as a printing press, why is it so radical to say there were two legitimate gears, each one of shots?
All right. We have a machlokes in Shita. I think that that's what it means. That's when you change the gears, changing the gears is radical. That's what my father and Rav Yashabir, that's the last resort. When you change the gears, that's a mechutzif. You know, the gears is our kodesh retire. It says that the Gra before he would change the Girsa, what he had to have, I don't know how many rides he used to, the story says. He wouldn't change the Girsa, 50 rides, 10 rides, I don't know what they say. What?
I heard 150.
50, 150?
150, that's what I heard.
So changing a Girsa is like it's a big deal. You don't change a Girsa lightly. So they're changed the Girsa because he held stark. This is Rav Shat.
So there was no Ramah, would Rebbe say the same share based on the Bach?
Yeah.
The Bach changed the gears. So also the Bach says, Sfarim Acherim. That requires...
That's he's telling you that there's... I don't know. And then the Nachin Shem is also Kachla, you know. They don't like this Gersa. They don't like it. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know. And then I said, it's a finish. Where do we ever find, you know, that if there's no else is going to do... Because we're not in one bezin, so I have to announce that I'm a shita, and if I'm not the shita, there's no else it's going to do. We're not together. I'm not basing it on a shita. I'm just basing it on because I like to be. I just like to be frumer, you know. Guy in Chavis Chaim, he's wearing a black suit. Then he comes in and he says, you know, I'm wearing a black suit because I hold that black. That's the right thing to do. Then that's not what this guy to do. But if he says, no, really, really, I think there's nothing really, but I'm just wearing a black suit because I feel like being Machmir. So then he's all right, else this guy. I don't know. Why should that be? Who made up such a random thing that one's what this guy and one isn't? Okay. Anyway, I know that that's. I like that. What time again? We like okay. Tomorrow, I told you Wednesday. I have this wedding. What?
Sorry, I don't mean to carry you off. Does this affect the rest of the Mordechai? Like we struggled.
No, it doesn't affect the rest of the Mordechai. No, doesn't affect the rest of the Mordechai. I don't think it affects anything.
Whatever problems we had, whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't help. Doesn't make it better. Doesn't make it worse. So the Wednesday I have this wedding, Baruch Hashem, the guy getting married here. First, I told the first time we had a chassan from the yeshiva, so I have to go. But I'd like to see that other Mordechai. So. If we could look at it quickly, at least like one day. So the other Mordechai is I told you yesterday where the other Mordechai is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other Mordechai is in the beginning where it says Hagoyis the Shaychi the El Yivamis and it's on Daf Beis. It's in the beginning and you know after the Mordechai finishes, he starts again Hagoyis. And he starts Daf Yud Beis, and then he jumps back to Daf Beis. For some reason, I don't know. And on Daf Beis is a piece that starts Divrei Maskil Adam Sha'osar Asma B'davra Mutter. That happens to be a very famous Mordechai. So I'd like to, at least we should read that and see that. Right. Okay. All right, Yashikach, everybody.
Maybe it was talking about...
No, just on record, even though I'm arguing with you, On the apart from yesterday, I think you were right. on the Rav Avo shot, but okay, I don't have time to go over it. But okay, what?
Rabbi's talking about this, and he said to pen out the Rashi because it was wrong. So they say about Rav Zimmerman. Have you heard of Rav Zimmerman from Chicago?
Yes, sure.
He was known to be he spoke out a lot. So one time, supposedly he went and he ripped out a Tosfos. They said, "Well, what's going on?" He says, "The Tosfos Mishbeshes." They said, "Well, what about the Tosfos on the other side?" He said, "Oyla Russia, Oyla Shchina."
Yes. Okay. I don't know if that's a true story, but they say some wild stories about him. Yes. We don't have to repeat them all.
Aleinu Ashigatzer in the Mamzer. That's his. The story of Aleinu Ashigatzer in the Mamzer.
Yes.
That's with him.
Yes. But it's a question: is it a real story, or just is?
It's supposed to be real. The president of the yeshiva was Rabbi Oscar Fassman, and I don't think he was not very happy about it.
Okay, but everyone doesn't know what you're talking about, so you'll tell them later.
Put the story on the chat if you want.
Yeah. Rabbi, did I hear correctly? I was on the phone in the beginning of Shir that they found a dead body. Is that what Rabbi said?
I said I came very late for Shir. I mean, I got here just on time. I usually come early. I walked in like a minute before Shir because Miami Gardens Drive was closed, or it wasn't totally closed, but by the canal was closed because some of our high school guys went fishing in the canal and they apparently caught a dead body. Don't ask me.
I'm sure it's gonna be on Yeshiva World. So
is one of them the guy that's getting married on Wednesday night?
No. The high school guy. High school guy going to the bank. So the police are all over the place. So they blocked off the road, you know, the highway, the road, Miami Gardens by the bridge, right before the yeshiva. Luckily the yeshiva still opens, but the traffic was terrible. So I got in. I thought I would be late. So that I was apologizing for coming in a little disshuffled. I don't know. I just ran in. Yes. But it is, you know, all right.
Can I ask a question about the previous year?
They say Rabbi Zion Chait used to say that in MTJ, there was a guy came in and he sat down in the middle of the base medrash. So the mashkiach, the very chasher mashkiach, Rav Birnbaum, he was like Rav Moshe's age. He was a very, very chasher person. So the mashkiach went over to him and says, "Can I help you? Do you need?" He says, "No, I'm waiting for the F train." Because there's like a few blocks away, there's a same train. He said, "I'm just waiting for the F train." So the mashkiach said, "You never know. Everything else seems to come into the yeshiva. Maybe the F train will come too. So that's a little bit, yeah, like the weirdest things happen in yeshivas. So, okay, yes. All right.
Baby, can I ask a question on the previous year?
Yes.
When the Baskol said that we paskin like Beis Hillel, Rebbe said it's the Hanhaga. The Baskol is just telling us you should be nohag like Beis Hillel.
I didn't say anything. No, the Baskol is telling you that's a halacha, but not because Beis Hillel is right. The Baskol is telling you that when there's a machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, right, and we don't know who's right. The way you're supposed to be nayeg is like Beis Hillel.
And what is the Baskol?
It's a psacked in, but it's a psacked in not based on it because Beis Hillel's svara is right. It's a psacked in based on because just like Achrei Rabin Lahatos is a psacked in. So There's a psacked in that you go by Beis Hillel.
If the Baskol would have said that the halacha is like Beis Hillel in every case, what then?
I don't know. It depends how the Baskol said it. But I'm saying that what the Baskol was saying is that we go like Beis Hillel because Beis Hillel is a rabbin. And there's a rule that the Beis Hillel, when you have a suffix, you go by the rabbin. The same thing is the Baskol said, I was saying that my chiddush was by the Rav Ozer. When the Baskol said by the Tanur that we pass in like Rav Ozer, the Baskol wasn't saying that Rav Ozer is right. Because Taisa says that the Baskol is contradictory in the right. The problem that we had is why is the Baskol, Rav Ochanan asks this Gasha, why is the Baskol contradicting the right? The right only says when you have a suffix, you go by the right. But the Baskol could say there's no suffix. The Rav Ozer is right. That's not going against right.
Right.
Say the Rav Ozer is right. So we said that the Baskol didn't say that Rav Ozer is right. The Baskol says that we pass can I grab a other. Just like there's a rule that when you have a suffix, you go by right. The Baskol was saying there's a rule, we go like Rav Ozer. And that's against the rule in the Torah. The Torah says it's not true. When you have a suffix, you go by right. That's how we wanted to learn Taisis.
Okay.
If the Baskol would have said that Beis Hillel is always right, then for sure we would listen to the Baskol, no?
Right. And I think even if the Baskol would have said that Rav Ozer is always right, we wouldn't listen. That's what I claim. Because then that's not going against the principle of right. Rav says, when in doubt, go by the right. We don't have any doubts because Rav Ozer is right. But the Baskol didn't say Rav Ozer is always right. The Baskol said the halacha is like Rav Ozer. But that's against the principle that says that the halacha, when there's a suffix, is we go by the right.
But if the Baskol would have said Beis Shammai is always right,
it could be the same thing. I don't know. Then also we would go by that Baskol. Because it's not contradicting any klal. It's just being megada information that we didn't know.
No worse than by Leva Shemaimi.
Yes.
This is ignoring that. It's not even sticking with Leva Shemaimi.
Taivis holds that you're allowed. Taivis seems to hold that we don't pass in the Rebbe Yeshua. And we hold you are allowed to use information that you get Min HaShemayim.
Use it to show you the premise, not to go against something.
Right, because you're allowed to base on information, and for Shemayim can give you information.
So why are we saying we don't pass like Rabbi Yeshua? We do pass, like, but we're touching up. That's only.
No, Rabbi Yeshua said we don't even follow the Baskol that said we pass in like Beis Hillel, and that is information also that we go bus a ride, Moroba or Chidude. Okay.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Well, good night.
Okay, good night.
Good night.